How do you pay for all the technology you want? That's a challenge, and one expert explains how to pick and choose. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
You have to admit what Paul Golden says is true.
We want the newest thing that's out there, and we're very easily attracted to bells and whistles and new releases and sales and all these things. And so without planning for those items, I mean, overspending in these items can really hinder a budget.
Golden is a spokesman for the National Endowment for Financial Education. He describes a family of six that owns four cell phones, two computers, one iPad, two Nintendo DS consoles, and more. That's about average, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Expenditure Survey. It found from 2001 to 2010, the amount the average person spent on yearly cell phone services went from $210 to $760. Angela Trevelyan is trying to stay within her budget. She pays for Wi-Fi, has a smartphone, a small TV but no cable, and a laptop.
My laptop's relatively old. I've just updated all of the operating system and everything myself, and I updated the memory myself for the first time to save money instead of investing in a new one. I'd love to have an iPad, but that's just really outside of my budget.
She also doesn't have a tablet or e-reader because even though she likes technology, her budget is tight. Trevelyan works full-time at the Cincinnati Inquirer, is a student and a single parent. She has to show restraint when spending. Many others do not, according to Golden.
I think that there's a certain level with consumers of keeping up with the Joneses. We have a little bit of jealousy with our family members and our friends who are buying the latest gadgets and always waiting in line and the first to have them.
Golden says the latest gadgets and their seemingly never-ending upgrades are tempting. He recommends figuring out whether actually you need it or just want it.
I mean, the biggest thing that we want to avoid as consumers is having to purchase something and then end up regretting it. And in the survey that we did, we found that 7 out of 10 people who have made an impulse purchase for themselves in the past year regretted that purchase. And specific to technology items, 21% said that, you know, when they bought something for in the area of technology that they actually regretted that purchase. That's something that's not good for you, for your budget, or for any other spending that you're going to be doing. So that's why you really want to have some forethought and some planning with this.
Golden says Trevelyan was right in doing her own laptop upgrade. And if something breaks, he says, see whether you can use an older version or live without the technology until you really need it. Cutting back on your current expenses could help make room for new.
Think about your simple cable services. A lot of people will pay a significant amount for challenges or for channels that they're not even watching. So really look at the services that you're paying for and if you're using them. And if you're not using them, you want to downgrade your service plan.
Another way to save money is by clearing the clutter. Golden suggests getting rid of old gadgets by trading them in for collateral at big box stores or selling them on Craigslist or eBay. He says it is possible to stay up to date and stay within your budget. Angela Trevelyan knows that.
I mean, I'm glad that I keep up on technology because I do feel like I'm able to stay in the loop with everything going on. But it is expensive. But I put it as a priority in my budget because I feel like it's important to keep up in today's society.
Golden says you can keep up in today's society. He suggests comparison shopping online and at wholesale stores, buying an older model, one with less memory or lower resolution, and determining whether you can save money by bundling with the family or couples plan or by switching from one service provider to another. The National Endowment for Financial Education has a website to help people stay within their budgets. You can find a link on our website at wvxu.org, click News, and then Focus on Technology. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.